أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Insha'Allah, tonight, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a great blessing that He had bestowed upon us, to continue the rest of Surah Al-Alaq, chapter Al-Alaq, the clot. From the beginning, we have reached that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the chapter, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by saying, read. And we have mentioned how important reading and gaining information is for a Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had emphasized it by the first word, read with the name of your Lord, the one that hath created. He had created a human being from a clot. Read by the honorable Lord of yours, the one that He had taught you with pen, and the one that He had taught a human being things that he does not know, things that he didn't know. As we come into this world, we don't know anything. And then we learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a human being one of the greatest potentials. Same thing if someone would read Surah Ar-Rahman in the beginning. He also begins by saying, Ar-Rahman allama al-Qur'an. So it is one of the greatest chapters, the first one. Then, after reaching to this point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was saying that read, and read but with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, the one that He had taught you, and He had taught you the means of guidance. He taught you the ways to Him. So later on, a person will not say, no, I didn't know, I didn't learn, I did not know how. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went into giving a warning. Nay, kalla. Kalla in Arabic means nay. This human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had emphasized, telling him, learn. Learn the guidance, the ways to Allah. Learn the ways to piety, taqwa. Otherwise, what would happen? Kalla, innal insana layatgha. No, nay. A human being will become a tyrant. A human being, if he did not have the bridle of piety, if he did not use his intellect, the power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put on in his soul, in order to restrain and control and put the limits to his selfish desires, what will happen? Kalla inna al-insana layatgha. He will go astray. He will become a tyrant. Why? One of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put there, He said, أَنَّ رَآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. If he saw him, became rich. Now richness here does not mean only with money. Now money is only one factor, but also other issues. Strength. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make somebody rich in strength. Another person may be rich in wealth, another person may be rich in education, but not the godly education, other forms of education. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if some form of a wolf comes to human being, that human being, if he was not learned godly knowledge, if he was not learned the virtues and the religious information, did not have the religious information, you will see him go astray. Then what? Then he said, but beware. You may be a tyrant. Inna ila rabbika ruja. Know one thing. The death is awaiting for you. And once that sure death arrived, your destiny will be back to him. Inna ila rabbika ruja. Ruja means return. When you say return, means that we were with God, and then we would return back to him. And if you read other places, he said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." You know, what would you say? I will return back home. It means that you're taken off, and you will go back. So, "Inna ila rabbika ruj'a." Beware. The death will come to everyone. Is the most sure thing. No one will live forever except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will die one day. And he died. But that as a physical death. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spiritually, like everybody else, will live forever. But the means of life is not just living. The means of life is more than just living. It's a quality. Hayat. Otherwise a tree is living. Otherwise those people, God forbid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you and your whole family and our community healthy. Go to the hospital, you see some of those people, paraplegic, amnesia, but they're living. Their heart is pumping. So there is a quality to life. إِلَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَى. We will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elaborated. When we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, what is there? Is there something to be scared of? Yes. For those who do those bad things. And it happened. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, once he declared that he was a messenger from the Lord above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people, such as, for instance, Abu Jahl, Utbah, you know, these guys, they, Al-Walid ibn Mughira, for instance, they started opposing him. And they were the rich people of the town. So they started opposing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as if they wanted to put a curtain in front of their eyes, not to see. How come Rasulullah is saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is saying something to me? I am a rich person. Well, what does he have? A little bit more money than the other people. So what happened? He said, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى. Did you see that person that forbids, stops, عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Rasulullah also was praying prior to his prophecy. As we have the hadiths from our imams, our pure infallible imams, that Rasulullah was praying before he was a prophet. Then he was praying. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى. So Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira or Abu Jahl, they were telling the people, saying, don't pray. Subhanallah. أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى أرأيت إن كان على الهدى. Now these are, this is the people who are preventing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi from praying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him a question. Have you ever checked it out? Maybe he is on the right path and you are not. أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى. Maybe he is on the right path. Maybe he is commanding the good deeds And maybe he is the one that is trying to prevent blasphemy and worshipping the wrong gods as they were doing. Maybe he is the one that wants you to be a Unitarian and worshipping no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity, with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what? Then where would you be when you are preventing such a person from a prayer? In other words, he is right, and you are preventing him from being right. أَرَأَيْتَ إِن كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى. Didn't you see? He is the one, not Rasulullah. He's the one that is lying and going astray, away, وَتَوَلَّى. Didn't you see that he is lying and he is going away from the faith of Islam and the zeal and the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What kind of a punishment he deserves, the one that is telling people don't pray, the one that is lying? What kind of a punishment he deserves? Didn't he know? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Didn't he know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the seer of everything? SubhanAllah. Sometimes sit down and reflect on this sentence. It really puts the fear of God on everything. SubhanAllah. We are living, our eyes only can see the seven waves. So we do not see the angels. We cannot see the Satans and the devils. We cannot see the other creatures. We cannot see the spirits and the souls. We only see each other. So therefore, when a person sits down in a room, he thinks that he is alone. But he is not alone. We are not alone. Matter of fact, God knows how many thousands, millions of other creatures are looking at us and seeing us. And yet, more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing us without any form of sleep. Maybe an angel gets tired whatever periodic time that he needs. Or maybe other creatures, they need time to rest. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never, ever needs a snooze or sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never, ever even closes his eyes. He sees us all the time. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given that warning. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Didn't he know? Didn't he know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing what you are doing? And what you are thinking, and what you are even about to do? Nay. Allah says, nay. Kalla. La'in lam yantahi. No, nay. If he did not stop doing what he is doing, lanasfa'an bin nasiya. One day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his statements that a human being will go astray because he becomes rich. Didn't he know that one day he will die and he will come into our hands? If he's commanding the wrong deeds, if he is oppressing others, if he is calling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi not to pray, not to good deeds, that day, no, I will pull him. But how? كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنسفعن بالناصية. Now, maybe the hair that is in the front of one's head is called nasiya. It's a form of humiliation. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a vivid picture that if you will not stop, if he did not stop, we will pull him with his hair forehead, and we will pull him with humiliation, with humiliation toward the hellfire. What hellfire? The hellfire that he was saying it is a lie. ناصيةٍ كاذبةٍ خاطئة. Okay, you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling those people, now of course the statement in general, but according to some of the hadiths that it is either Abu Jahl or Al-Mughira or those bad people that they were stopping Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and trying to prevent him from spreading the faith of Islam. These people did not believe in the hellfire, did not believe that they will be pulled toward it. So he was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling them at that day when the Quran revealed, he said, no, we will pull them with their forehead hair harshly, with humiliation, toward the hellfire. The hellfire that he is belying. He's saying that it is a lie. He's saying that it is wrong. ناصيةٍ كاذبةٍ خاطئة. So that thing that you are not believing in, we are pulling it toward it. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَ. That day, that moment, when he is being pulled with humiliation towards the hellfire, go ahead and call whoever you want. You, Mr. Abu Jahl, you, Mr. Mughira, whoever it is, you are telling the Rasulullah not to pray. At that day, today maybe, because this dunya, the parameters of this dunya is different than the parameters of the hereafter. A lesson we should take, brothers and sisters. This dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the power of the choice because the nature of this dunya is the nature of the test. And at the test, when you are being tested for a certain issue, you will be left alone to do whatever that you want because you either fail the test or you pass the test. So this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the authority to do what you want to do. But at the same time, you are responsible. So with that authority, there is a responsibility. This is the nature of this dunya. You do have some form of authority. But the hereafter, a person does not have an authority. Down there is the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has millions and zillions and trillions of angels. There is no freedom to do whatever we want. Here, yes, you can do whatever you want. Now, if you do it for the good intention, for the sake of Allah, you will be rewarded. And if you do the bad deeds, God forbid, or for the sake of Satan, you will be punished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that here you may do what you are doing, but down there, no. You can call whoever you want. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَ. So they can come and support you. Let's see if they will support you. We will call someone too. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these angel of mine, they will call someone. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَ. You call whoever you want. I call Zabaniya. سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَ. The one that they will pull him toward the hellfire. Yes, we will do that. Which means that punishment awaits severely for those people who are stopping Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from doing his job, from spreading the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from spreading al-risala, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is this message that will create a human being out of us. It is. Islam is a manufacturer of humanity. So if someone does not follow Islam, he will go astray. He will be harmed here and hereafter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us one of the most important aspects for being closeness to Him. And I am not going to read it. Please, if you read Surah Al-Alaq, you read it to yourself, because if I say it, and if it was a lie, according to some of the scholars, then you have to perform a prostration. As we said at the beginning, this surah is one of the surahs that if you read the last of it, you must perform prostration. This surah, it is a surah where when a person, for instance, is in a state of janaba, or a lady, she's in a state of hayd, for instance, she or not supposed to be reading the surah, because she or he must prostrate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, no, do not obey him. Do not obey that person, and do the prostration and get closer. The hadith says the closest time when a person can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is prostrating. Mind you, Satan did not prostrate. And when Satan did not prostrate, he was kicked out of the kingdom and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he became in a damnation state. He became kicked out of the mercy. He is mal'oon. Shaytan is mal'oon. So, what is the state that makes a person closer and closer? It is the state of prostration. Let me give you a little quick example. The example is this. Long time ago, we had TVs that they had antennas. Now this antenna, if you move it a certain way, at a certain location, you will see it will receive the best waves. Human being is the same. At the time of prostration, we will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only we will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also we will receive the best of mercy and the best of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten our hearts with the words of revelation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to the teachers of the Holy Quran, Ahlul Bayt, the pure Ahlul Bayt, salamu alaykum.